the opinions in your lab. No. So you need two people. Two people reflect the opinions in your lab.
Yeah.
Much better. So can we have two per lab plus one from the national board?
Are you saying that the national board member doesn't represent their constituency?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm saying yes.
I want to say that. Yes, the constituency, in case people haven't noticed, is fractured. You know? We need to bring all the different perspectives on this together. We can't exclude anybody, so this committee needs to be big enough to include.
Can you tell us how many people you want?
Three from each lab. I want the chair and two more lab members.
I support that.
Plus one person from the board. Right, so it'd be 20 people. There are two proposals before us. Excuse me. There are two proposals before us. One is a total of 15 people, and the other is a total of 20 people. The 15 people would be two from each lab, plus one from each signal area on the from the board, and then the 20 people would be made up of three from each lab, plus one from each board. So can we just take a straw poll?
How about adding a member of your staff? This is a constituency that's going to be affected by what we're talking about.
Let me also say, though,
all the public.
It's not like this conversation is just beginning, right? There's a lot of material to work with here. There are drafts written. There are proposals. There's, different ideas. So, and obviously, someone from the lab or the board members on it wouldn't be banned from talking to somebody on the staff. But let's just see if we're going to have. Can we just do a quick show of hands?
Yes,
if
please.
People wanted 15 or 20.
Yes, please.
Okay. All who would prefer 15, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And all would prefer 20, raise your hand. 1, 2. So can you live with 15?
Okay.
So now the question is timing, right? I think that's the next question. Because ideally, we would like to, I think everybody in Pacifica would like to get these bylaws done as quickly as possible, right? Obviously, we've taken the time to try and get them better and better and better, right? But now we're really down to the crunch. This is the one remaining, major issue here. What is realistic to get this work done, to get this proposal done? 2 weeks to write it? 2 weeks to write it. That would mean then in 2 weeks it comes to us and it goes out to each of the national board members, and 7 days later we have a conference call and ratify the bylaws.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Can you say that again?
In 2 weeks time, I don't have a calendar in front of me. In 2 weeks time, this committee of 15 would have language.
Recommended.
Yeah, recommended. We have language. And then it goes as part of the redrafted bylaws, with the changes we made today and any cleaning up of language, whatever. And it goes to everybody on the interim board because we have to give everyone 7 days notice. So in 2 weeks, it comes to us, and then it goes turn around right away, goes out to the full board, and 7 days after that, we have a conference call with one agenda item on the conference call to vote on the bylaws.
That's a Saturday.
Yeah, anybody can read it, of course.
It'll be published.
Of course, it'll be published like everything else has been published. No, we're not going to let you read it.
No.
What do you think anyone's going
to want to
read that?
I'm sorry, a question on the... We have.
I was hoping we could choose people in the room. Yeah, we're here for this discussion because they're getting the information and the instructions, and they're here.
I would like to suggest that maybe some people who are not here might be.
Okay, let's come back to that question. Can we agree on the timeline?
2 weeks. What is it 2 weeks based on?
That's a Saturday.
It's just based on trying to get it done quickly, but obviously it's not going to be done overnight.
We seem like we do it every time. We rush and it's hurry up and wait.
That's the question. Is 2 weeks good? Is it doable in 2 weeks?
I don't know. Can we get decent, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Can we get decent airline tickets within 2 weeks?
We don't need airline tickets.
It's all going to be done by telephone?
By phone and email.
Okay. No tickets.
No.
Yeah, Janice.
No tickets.
I'm just concerned. How will these people work together? They're going to be on the telephone. 20 people on a conference call. How will this work?
15
people on a conference call.
Well, email and conference call. I mean, you know, hello.
So I'm just curious.
That'd be a discussion. It's hard to email with this kind of discussion. You got to have telephone conference call.
Yeah, but somebody would draft something and circulate to the group, and then the group has a conference call and talks about it, says yes, no, and somebody else drafts it and gets circulated again. Then you have another conference call. That's how it happens. Right. Or one way it could happen. Okay. There's the balancing act here between wanting to give the group the time to get the work done and wanting to move forward on these bylaws and get them done. Because after this process, after, let's say, it's 2 weeks and then another week for the board to meet, then what we've passed, hopefully, then that goes to the labs, and hopefully 3 out of 5 vote on it. Then we start the election process. So we're talking about at least a month to 5 weeks away to begin the election process, right, on a if this committee is asked to do its work in 2 weeks. I know some people feel that's not enough time. Is there anybody out there who thinks it is enough time?
Madam Chair.
No.
Yeah, you know my name, right?
Okay. I think it's a sign of respect. I'm sorry.
Okay, I actually don't like it either. I've been saying that for 17 months or however long it's...
I'm sorry I snapped
it. I think we need another week. I think we need to be 21 days to work on this.
Okay, Teresa.
I think if we went from the approach of what we've got now, started from there, it should not take that long.
It shouldn't take 2 weeks?
Start 2 weeks.
Okay, I think that 2 weeks is a minimum for a group to work that's not going to start sitting down tomorrow morning.
You want to bring in 3 weeks?
No. 2 weeks is what's proposed. Marion just suggested that it be 3 weeks.
No, I said that's one way we could approach it is set 2 weeks as our goal. But if we find that we need a bit more work there, we not be given any more time than another week to do it. Yeah.
Okay, so the goal would be 2 weeks, but we would understand that it might take 3 weeks.
Right.
The thing is, I think we just need to set some realistic time and try and stick with it. Because then we have to set up another meeting, other things are dependent on it.
And so you want to just say 2 weeks and leave it at that?
No.
Yes.
No.
All right, folks, I want to take a show of hands, 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Well, let's see why, though. I mean, for example, if we have an integrated process. I'm sorry,
okay.
Go ahead.
Carol, and then Ray.
Let's have one person speak for 2 weeks and one person speak for 3 weeks and then take a vote.
Okay, so who wants to speak in favor of, all right, folks.
In favor of a month.
I'm sorry, actually slows us down when you yell out like
that. Can we get some order?
Okay. Can we have one person who favors 2 weeks speak? Carol?
I think that we should set it for 2 weeks. I think the issues are very well defined. We've had a national debate for several months. And that we have to bite the bullet and come to everyone act in good faith to work towards finding something that's acceptable. And if we can't do that in 2 weeks, I don't think we can do it at all. I really don't. I don't think 3 weeks or another week makes a difference. I think the issues are so well defined. And that I would ask from the committee a commitment that if it takes having a conference call every other night for 2 weeks, the foundation pays for the phone calls. You guys, this is crucial. We just got to get it ironed out. I want to turn it over to you. To do.
Okay, 3 weeks. Ray, do you want to speak on that?
With all due respect, I think Carol has made that speech before. And yet, we went over bylaws, articles, and corrected them. I don't think they are well defined. I think we grasped them completely, and we've been repeatedly forced to reevaluate how much time it takes to do it properly. So I think that if we want to do this in an integrative process where the labs actually participate fully and understand what's going on, I think we have to reach out to them to do it properly. And I think that 2 weeks is the very minimum. Otherwise, we're going to find ourselves back here or somewhere else and extending the process again and not doing it well.
Okay, can we vote?
I think it's going to take two on each, but that's okay.
I want to hear the other one.
It's not that complicated.
I was going to speak in favor of 3 weeks myself.
So you can vote in favor of it.
I thought you were looking for another
speaker. No, all is in favor of 2 weeks. Raise your hand. One.
Two.
Okay, all is in favor of 3 weeks. Raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And all abstaining. Two of us. Okay, so 3 weeks. Chicken, right? I'm confused.
Did you abstain?
Yeah, me and Jabari. This may be the first time Jabari and I voted.
Leslie?
Mark the moment.
Leslie.
But today this committee will be formed, right? And the committee will figure out when you're going to have your first conference call, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? In 3 weeks, we're going to get it. Obviously, if you get it sooner, that's fine. No one's going to, you know, don't hold it back. Right? If you get it done sooner than 3 weeks, let us know. But at the outset, 3 weeks. The day we get it, we send it overnight express, or yeah, we have to send because the whole.
Give us 2 days.
2 days. No, no.
Make it, you know.
We're gonna need a little time to integrate it into the bylaws because then the whole bylaws have to be photocopied and sent overnight mail. It's gonna take 2 days or so, and 7 days from when people have it, there'll be a conference call. Okay. Okay. Yes, Mary.
Let's know we need a convener, a coordinator, somebody to sort of.
Somebody to be the coordinator.
The point person, yeah. We need somebody to do that.
Okay, and also who on the board? Let's go city by city. Who from New York? Ray or Janice?
Do you have time?
I'll do it.
Okay, Ray. Washington. Rob, Jabari, James. Oh, Marion. Marion.
I'd like to do it if I can.
Okay. Houston. Charles, Teresa.
Charles feels very passionate.
George is not here.
It really ought to be Charles.
Charles, please.
I would like to do this, but I don't want to make a commitment because she's right. I'm not going to have to.
What about George?
Teresa.
Can the other board member in the area sort of be nosy with it? And
anybody. Anybody can help. Anybody can help, but this is... This is just the core group to make sure it happens. Okay, Teresa. L.A.
I'll volunteer.
L.A., gee, I wonder who that will be. And then Berkeley, I think it's Carol. Right? Well, you'll talk to Pete, and Pete will do it.
Pete has been our Race and Nationality subcommittee member from Berkeley. However, Pete just had a death in the family, and this is not a very good time for him. If in his absence, I'll volunteer, but I would defer if he feels he's able to do this.
Okay, so Carol will work it out with Pete. Okay, so when we convene later...
Who's the point person, Leslie?
Who's
the chair? Who's the point person?
Within these ranks, who's going to be the overall coordinator?
Marion.
Look at him.
He has got email.
He has got email. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry about
that. I know people who have email.
Marion, you don't have email. I got email.
You're going to have to do the email thing.
Yeah, I got email.
Okay, who's going to convene? Who's going to convene it, though?
Mary said you could email.
I know, but...
I do it.
You're not even on it.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, all right, we'll figure that. Okay, yes.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
I volunteer.
Okay. No, before everyone goes home this weekend, right, you're going to decide who's from New York, who's from Texas, who's from Berkeley, et cetera. The committee will hopefully touch base in person, and, you know, it doesn't have to go back to the cities to figure out who's going to... It's got to be the full committee has to be put together.
There's been one casualty so far.
Has to be put together.
Are you okay?
Is she
she's
right?
Fine.
Are you okay?
About what?
About the process that's going on right now.
What's
wrong with it?
Okay. All right, we're done with the process now, so you can get up. Or you can stay. It doesn't matter.
Leslie, what I'd like to do is...
Folks, we got to move this agenda.
I don't think you made it clear, though, that this is going to be sort of like the bylaws, that it won't just be the lab members locked up somewhere. It's going to be input from whoever wants to have input.
But let me just say, yes, yes, of course, input is always welcome. Well, I think input is always welcome. But we are not asking people to convene meetings in their city to have discussion. You've got 3 weeks to do this. Hopefully you do it even in less time.
I think just for the purpose of peace.
Miguel.
Mike.
The microphone.
The mic, Miguel. Mike.
I just wanted to make clear. Since we have a difficult situation in New York, and I think that this national board should make clear in terms of the process and how we're going to end up with two people and, you know, that the people, because I already been people approaching to me with no reason, you know, like, this is not, you know, I think this is the kind of, that's how we end up not finish the process on time when we need to do this.
Why can't the lab chair just make the decision? I know it's hard, but we got to do something.
Listen, folks. Folks, I would really urge that when the meeting ends tonight, that people, you know, try and figure it out tonight who the two people from each city are going to be, so that everybody knows who's on the committee. Well, we have it's 5-6, and there are 3 other items.
Very quick.
To do in the
I
next
thought that
hour.
What you say was the people that were here. So we just like, I got no problem. She's here. You could be that person, but you know, so. I just don't understand what is the decision that the people
leader.
Who are here, she's already here,
right?
Could be
and
the person.
Here?
No, but it's gonna
two plus the national board person.
And
all right.
Well, I just want to say something. We have people in New York who are really experts at diversity on that lab bill. People who have done a lot of work in diversity.
Right, I agree.
And that's I do not want to miss these people.
Right.
And I think those people have to be asked, as I know one person could put together a diversity thing right now. And
okay.
I expect to ask her to do that, who's been a long member of this board.
Right, the lab, right.
But
okay.
We've already read her proposal. Why don't you just bring it to the committee?
Okay, but maybe she'll have another proposal. The point is that before everyone leaves this meeting this weekend, the committee needs to know who else is on the committee. I really don't want to do that now. It's 5-6. I want to move the agenda. Well, there are 3 other items we need to do today. The KPFK situation, well, maybe we won't do the personnel committee. Okay, go on.
Madam Chair.
I really like
AC. Step right up to the mic. Tilt it up. Yeah.
I think that we've made one slight error here. You're drawing people from the lab and from the board, but you have not extended at least one person from the constituents, from the community that should be a listener, should be involved, at least one in each area. I know that would extend the numbers, but...
You see, the board would represent the listeners, too.
Well,
let me
listeners.
Just say, folks, the labs...
Yeah, I know that. I agree with you, but I think that...
Is there anybody in the lab who's not a listener?
No, I don't mean that. I'm thinking that some of the people should be. That
the lab members are listening.
Folks, folks, no one is saying that this committee can only talk to the other 14 people on the committee.
Chairman
right,
Wilson.
The committee members. Of course you can talk and get input from other people. You know, but the committee needs to be put together tonight or tomorrow, right? It needs to be put together this weekend. If you feel from your city that there's somebody else from your lab who should be on it, who's not here, then you'll meet with the other people. You'll tell them that, right? You'll work it out. I mean, can we move the agenda?
Madam Chair, if I could propose relative to some kind of structure in terms of how to select the people that are going to be on this thing so we all know what's up, to say that it'd be the lab chair and or their designee plus another member of the lab or another person selected by the lab,
by
we
the
could
lab,
say.
Exactly.
Selected by the lab.
But that means they got to meet the lab has to meet David. And
we've been having to meet on a moment's notice for many months now. I dare say that they'd be willing
no,
to jump
at
this one.
On a moment's notice.
Okay,
well,
Carol.
That's a motion
Carol.
On the floor.
Carol.
All right, what I'm feeling here is resistance to the proposal. People don't like it. We need to stop
right,
a minute
okay.
and figure out what's wrong with this proposal. And why people don't like it.
And if
that takes us 20 minutes to do, I suggest we do it.
Okay, and also, is there an alternative proposal? Is
so
there
if somebody has an alternative, please help us. I'm not trying to impose my suggestion on somebody. I'm trying to come up with something that gets all five station areas working together in a small enough group to do the work.
Okay, is there an alternative proposal or a modification on this proposal or something? No.
No.
Okay, one the alternative or a modification that's being suggested is that there be three people from each lab, one, the third person being from the Race and Nationality Committee of each lab. Couldn't that be one of the two people from the lab?
Yeah.
Somebody from the lab on the Race and Nationality.
That's the lab should be able to competently select somebody, for goodness sakes.
Folks, I'm sorry, I can't hear when everybody's talking at once. Again, we want a working body, right? It's a big job politically. It's a big political job in a short amount of time. So it needs to be a working group. All right, Teresa and then Tom.
Madam Chair, when I...
Oh,
excuse me,
man.
Leslie. When the reason I didn't want 20 people was because I thought you were going to be shipping people out on airplanes to different coasts.
No.
Okay. If it's going to be a conference call, I would suggest that these people from each area get into a room somehow for these conference calls on a speaker phone, then you really only have five people on the line, you know, and you can kind of see each other as you're speaking. But so maybe it would not be unreasonable to think that we would have two people, as Carol had originally suggested, and the lab chairs, and
so three from each lab.
Yeah, if that would fix the problem.
Just a general question. I didn't see that a lot of people were that against the 15.
I know.
Could we just get a straw poll from people and see how they feel about it?
Which people?
Out there.
Out here, because that's what you seem to be concerned about. So I'd like to see what they think.
Okay.
Can we do it quickly?
Many of us met for hours and days and months. Many of us, our work in politics that brought us to Pacifica is anti-racism, anti-prejudice, which means we might have some expertise. Yeah. So open committees might be much more efficient because we'll bring in the expertise. The fact that somebody might be the head, the chair of the lab, might mean a lot of confidence in them in many issues. Some of them have proven to lack the skill and the understanding of what are issues of racism to really be able to do the proper call, so that as Pacifica, we are efficient in building a body and encoding that in bylaws that will ensure that we will function better regarding this issue. So open committees is what we recommend, but you know, contained and led by somebody.
Leslie?
And we have a deadline, we have executable, so it's doable.
Leslie?
Yeah.
Could we maybe set a deadline of Wednesday or so for the labs to go back and do what she's suggesting they do and let us know? Then we can have our first conference call Thursday or Friday to get this process started. I think you're right. The
okay.
lab chair may not be the person
right.
for that. So.
Leslie?
Okay.
Wait a
minute. Yeah, James. James.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to see if there's agreement
I'm sorry.
To give the lab until Wednesday to come up with the two people.
Right.
Let us
James
know.
James wants
no.
Yeah, I would like to. We had a person lie in protest, and actually I would like her to voice her concerns. We at least owe that under the circumstances.
But hers is not, you don't have to be lab members, which is fine.
You know, I was so frustrated with the discussion that was going on. I had to leave the room just to kind of just
identify
take a
yourself.
Break.
You identify yourself?
Hmm?
Identify who you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Anel from Houston. And I was standing outside, and I said, you know, this is Pacifica. I said, we're used to people having demonstrations, and we go and we cover demonstrations. I said, I'm going to have a lie-in. You know, I can't say anything. The least I can do is just lie and just say, I don't agree.
Yeah, you did.
What I think would be better, there are a lot of people who have been dialoguing about this in the last few weeks. There's been a lot of talk here. Board members have been talking. Charles has been talking. And then what I see, the discussion, nothing about all that talking back and forth has come out. And then it's like it's going in another way, different from all the talking and all the negotiating and all, can you go with this and can you agree to that? And all of that just got lost. And I feel that we don't need to lose that, because I thought we had gotten somewhere. What I would suggest we look at
it's all right for lab members to be on this work group, but look at the people who have an interest and who really want to work on it and really come to consensus. And open it up if there are any people here who are interested in sincerely working on it for the good of the organization and moving forward, and consider lab members. I think, you know, 10 to 12 people are fine. And just work on it, and rather than say, oh, it needs to be the lab. And lab chairs don't have time and probably don't want to do it. And so get the people who really want to.
And there, could we ask the lab chairs to help develop a process for getting two people by Wednesday?
Right, and I think the lab chairs would be good to be on it, but I think if there are people here from different signal areas, you know, maybe four, you know, that's okay, who really want to work on this process, that's fine.
Okay, Carol.
Four weeks. I think 4 weeks is reasonable.
Three.
And you're asked. I'm discussing my point of view.
Okay.
I say four because I, like everybody else, I have a job 9 to 5. I do programming. I do other work and all of that. And if I really want to do a commitment to this project and do a good job, I need time to do it. And I think that's true for everyone. That's why I say 4 weeks is reasonable.
Okay, Carol.
One reason why I think we need to have lab members on this is because it's likely that what comes out of this will need to be approved by the labs. It is useless to get a consensus, an agreement of people who don't have to approve it. And now, it can come with a strong recommendation, but I'm afraid that if we don't have lab members involved in this, we won't get the approval of the labs.
Plus, Carol, nothing prevents the members who are from the lab from reaching out in their own signal areas, talking to
anybody. Yeah, and I don't see how all this momentum and negotiation that's been building up is going to be lost because the people who've been doing the negotiations and talking, some of them are lab members. Get them on the committee. Just keep talking. Just come to us, back to us with something.
Okay. I have a question. And again, I just want to reiterate that. If there's a limited number of people on the national committee, that is some board, national board people and some people from each city, the lab people, whatever, that doesn't exclude other people being involved in discussion. It just means there's X number, 15 is what we're talking about, to have a conference call. So hopefully those 15 are informed by discussions and ideas and input from other people in their cities. It just, instead of having a conference call with 50 people, you have a conference call with 15. That's all we're talking about here. And now how the people to be on the conference call designated, maybe Marion is right, that we ask the lab chairs to quickly go back to their cities and have a quick discussion about whether or not they want their lab chair or their lab chair and someone else from the lab or somebody from the lab and somebody from the community or, you know, or two other people. It doesn't matter who, but that the labs should be involved in selecting who the two people are who are going to join, you know, the other...
Yes, can we do it? Can we adopt a proposal that they do it by Wednesday?
By Wednesday. So? How's that? Okay, Adrian? Did you want to speak to...
Adrian,
no. Okay, that's... Is that... Does that work for people? No, that doesn't work?
Are we still talking about 15-member committee?
15-member committee. One from each... A board member from each city and two other people from each city where the labs are... you know, involved in selecting who those two people are. It could be two lab people. It could be two non-lab people. It could be one lab person and one non-lab person. But by Wednesday night, through the labs, you know, that process will have been done.
You know, we are at a point where we've been for months around this issue. It's probably the most contentious issue in this country right now. When we want to get an opinion on issues of law and other complex matter, what we have done is that we have gone out and we have paid the money to have the legal consultant that we want that will give us the opinion that maybe suit us best. I heard Madame Teresa said before that she consulted with a lawyer and that lawyer came back with a proposal rejected as being probably the most sound to fulfill the diversity criteria. I think we are at a stage now where one of the things that each board or this board needs to do is for us to get an attorney or attorneys college professors or whatever who are skilled and knowledgeable that can help us to craft these bylaws that will fulfill our mission, notwithstanding what the Supreme Court of the United States or anyone might have to say. The laws of the land are such if we obey those laws, as I've heard said here, that our bylaws must conform to the laws of the United States, we probably would still be operating in a segregated and a racist manner. And it's not acceptable to us, and it shouldn't be. And I think what we need to do is that we need to get legal counsel on this, and this board need to pay for it. And I'll go one step further. Okay, none of you I've seen have raised a dime for this organization. I raise money for this foundation, and I believe that our listeners, would pay for this.
No, Errol, you're wrong. You're wrong on the last point. Many of us have raised a lot of money for the organization. That's all. Many of us have raised. You're not the only one.
What am I, chopped liver, Errol?
Yeah, you don't know what everyone's done, Errol, so that's not the point. The point is on this committee. Do we agree that by Wednesday night we will know who the two people from each city, we already know the five people from the board, plus the two people, will know who they are by Wednesday night. It's now Saturday night, by Wednesday night. I will also want to suggest, I don't know if they would be open to it or not, but, earlier today, some of you might have heard, that you know we had a discussion, the board, during lunchtime, had a discussion with an attorney who works with MALDEF, the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, based here in L.A. I would like to suggest that we ask him if he would be willing to be the consultant that we work with, the legal consultant that we work with, and pay him. To do that. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Board?
Any objection?
No objection.
He's not...
I'm asking the board if there's any objection.
George is going to say he's probably not available, and that's probably true, but it's worth asking him.
We don't know if he's available, or there may be another attorney that he works with that is available. I'm sorry, George has the mic. George.
Thank you. I'm trying to answer this. I mean, as Dave knows, I think many of y'all know, this guy works for and is legal vice president for MALDEF. He cannot take a private client. He's not going to have E&O insurance to cover outside clients, because that's not the kind of practice he has.
I don't know that that is true. I think we should ask him. That's all I was suggesting, is that we ask him do that. Many of these organizations, they may do it for free. I mean, the Civil Liberties Union takes clients. We don't pay them. Maybe they wouldn't charge us because of the nature of their organization.
And indeed, it's entirely likely that MALDEF would be interested in assisting us expressly in this.
Right.
Yes, all I'm responding to is Carol Spooner's statement that she wanted to have an attorney who would have E&O insurance that would be our attorney who we would pay, because she wanted some backing behind their advice.
Advice, okay.
And I'm just responding to what she said.
I'm just suggesting that we ask him.
Is that a proposal?
And if he can't do it, that we ask for his recommendation.
I'd like to call the question. I will second it and call the question.
Okay, all in favor, please raise your hand. That we ask the MALDEF lawyer if he would work with us on this.
That's for either his assistant directly or his reference.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Okay, and all opposed and abstentions. Okay, one abstention. Okay, so I think then we're done, right, with this?
Yes.
For now. I mean, you know, we're done with this process question.
I will, Leslie.
Advisor from MALDEF.
Right, but before that, what was the vote?
The vote was 15 people, two from each, you know, one from the board from each city, two additional people from each city. The lab in each city would work through, you know, decide who those two people are by Wednesday night.
Does that mean the lab needs to have a meeting with
Yeah, or a conference call, however you decide things, right.
And I will call a first conference call meeting Thursday night.
You okay. will call a conference call for Thursday night?
Right.
Of the
just get
of
it started
committee.
So we can start right. working.
Okay.
What you need to know is the
person's
phone number.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be done.
Yeah.
Thursday morning.
Okay. Okay, this is going to be worked out outside of the formal structure of this meeting. Okay, it's a quarter after six. I really need to move ahead to there's at least two other agenda items that we must get to tonight. David, I just want to ask you, there's going to be a discussion tomorrow of the Personnel Committee. Can you...
Yeah, we can
do it then?
Yeah.
Okay. There are two things. So one was the KPFK situation that came up earlier today. I don't know if some of the people who raised the issues are still around. Latrice? Well, could someone go get them? Could someone please go?
What's
do you know where
issue?
They're meeting? Are they just out there?
What's the other issue, Leslie?
And then the other issue is our meeting schedule.
Can we discuss that now while they're bringing
yes,
them?
Yes, they're out. But it'd be good to have Jabari in the room. It'd be good to have Maximize who's in the room so we can do this.
Let's go.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Rob was blocking you. So Carol's not in the room either. Okay, we already agreed that in 3 weeks we'll have this. So in a month we'll have, right? Is that what we agreed? Right. In a month we'll have a conference call to do the voting on the bylaws. By the way, there's another thing. I think we need to go back to the lawyer, to the judge, right? For a further extension. I don't think we can make this whole transfer.
The attorney went to the judge to seek the extension. I have heartily advised that when next judge or anyone does, they say, well, yes, Your Honor, we've approved the bylaws, and that any such extension request be done subsequent to that date, or if
okay.
we find that we're unable to do so.
Okay,
so
that's
let's not extend yet.
Okay, so we don't have to go to the judge yet. The suggestion is that on the conference call when we vote on the bylaws, which will be in a month, then at that point the other agenda item would be what our time frame is, and therefore do we need an extension from the judge. A month from now is April, and let me see, what is it? Watch it. It's
from the
1, 2,
3.
April no,
5th.
No, excuse me.
April 5th.
Is 1, 2, weeks. Is April 5th, is 4 weeks from now, is when we hope to vote on the bylaws. And we hope by then it has stopped snowing in New York. Right, and then Washington. What?
I'm sorry, you spilled your water. Are we not? When is our next PNB meeting?
That's the agenda item.
Okay.
When? That's what I'm trying to get to. Our next meeting is a conference call meeting. I don't know if people want to do it on a Saturday or maybe it would be that Monday, April 7th. Okay, Saturdays sometimes are hard for those of us in the demonstration business. Saturdays are it's a busy day. Saturdays, so right. If it's okay, we could do it. Obviously, if we get it early, we'll do it earlier. But April 7th, Monday, April 7th, we'll have a conference call. The question is then: does this National Pacifica Board need another meeting, an in-person meeting, before our last meeting, which is a transition?